for the first time in over 10 years, the United States Department of Agriculture is licensing an equity fund. Essentially, the farm credit system historically has only been in a position to lend money, but now we are licensing the establishment of what is called a rural business investment company. With our license, they can then have farm credit banks contribute into this fund. It'll be at least $150 million, and those resources can then be used to purchase interests in small businesses that want to expand, want to scale up a product. So it's an opportunity to get more capital into rural areas. It's the first of what we think will be four fairly significant leverage opportunities. The Rural Conservation Partnership, which will be announced at some point, is a great leveraging opportunity to bring private and nonprofit money with USDA money. The Research Foundation, the Farm Bill requires us to at least get another $200 million from the private sector, and that will match the $200 we're putting in, so it'll be a $400 million Research Foundation, patterned after the National Science Foundation. We'll be announcing board members of that at some point this spring. And then in July, we're having a major conference consistent with the president's instruction to invite investment bankers, venture capitalists, and people who have resources to Washington, D.C. for a two-day conference. And we'll have every federal agency that has projects, like we have water projects that we don't have enough money to fund because of budget constraints. Those water projects may be something an investment bank might be interested in because it's a fairly stable return. So we're going to try to match their money with projects that we know are available and out there in rural America. Also, businesses that are looking for capital will have an opportunity to meet. So it's all about job creation. It's all about revitalizing and restructuring the rural economy based on this presentation I made today of the natural resource economy.
Do you have a limit on the population in which the small business is located, or make sure it goes to rural?
We have definitions on all of our programs, but it's going to be rural in nature. It's going to be, you know, in some cases it may be 20,000, some cases it may be 10,000, some cases it may be smaller than that. But it will be focused on rural communities. It has to be.
Will it be last resort?
No, not necessarily.
They have to have shown that they have tried elsewhere to get equity.
No. This is really about trying to spur additional job growth, and it's not a situation where they have to exhaust everything. This is a situation where they're going to use Advantage Capital? Is that the name of it? Is that one of? They basically will hire this firm to go out and search for opportunities for investment. And we're encouraging other RBICs to be formed. There's another application pending. So maybe we'll have a second one to announce in the not-too-distant future. The bottom line here is about a new way to do business for government, where we facilitate and bridge and leverage, as opposed to solely relying on government financing to do it all.